This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
This is a little bit from old time radio.
Three, two, one.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors, where we bring you stuff we recorded for the show but had to cut.
In the weather, we can build a snowman.
And pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Check, 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 111.
Is Parson a vegetable, a Christmas vegetable?
Hello.
You're asking if a parson is a Christmas vegetable?
Are you thinking of parsnip? I think you're thinking of parsnip.
Oh, you're thinking of a parsnip.
I think it might be.
We'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Intuit QuickBooks. Small business masterminds have one thing in common, making their money work harder with a business bank account from QuickBooks Money that now earns 5% annual percentage yield, making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Welcome to this week's Letter from the Editors. I'm Mike, and I'm here with Jennifer.
Ho, 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 hello.
And this is our last bonus podcast for 2020.
Mike, I'm feeling embarrassed about how I said ho, 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 hello, but let's keep going.
Just plugging on through.
We want to leave our listeners with a little holiday treat on this cookie platter. You'll get panel questions that didn't make the show.
These are cookies maybe that fell off the platter and are now sitting on the floor, broken.
Or think of these as that one spiced cookie that you're unsure of the flavor profile, so you leave it till the end, and then when you try it, you love it.
Here's more with Mo Rocca, Maeve Higgins, Adam Burke, and guest host Maz Jobrani.
Mo, a man in Italy got caught violating a coronavirus curfew when he did what?
Can you give me a clue?
I will give you a clue. So this man got in trouble because he was out when he shouldn't have been out, and there was a reason why he left his house. What's some reasons a man might leave his house?
Okay, his house was on fire. Or it's Italian, it's so tragic. Maybe he found his wife in bed with Marcello Mastroianni.
Very close. I'm gonna have to just tell you what it was. He got in a fight with his wife, and went on a walk to calm down, and kept walking for 280 miles.
Oh God, almighty!
The Italians do everything to excess.
There's no details about the argument, but it's safe to say he definitely didn't win. You have to wonder if the argument was like, "Bet you can't walk 279 miles," and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna show you." Mo, as the nation continues with online learning through the next several months, NPR reports that some students and teachers are upset there's not going to be what this winter?
There's not going to be a Christmas vacation.
No. What else do you get during the during winter? What else do you get? Do kids get that's a surprise?
A snow day. They're not going to have snow days.
Yes. Oh. Yes, snow days aren't a problem if you have school available online, so you never have to cancel school. Mm. You know, some teachers are pushing back as well, saying, quote, some children need to be able to get to schools, and quote, give me this, it's all I have. I feel so bad for teachers.
I do too, because they can't reach through a laptop and slap the children. You can only do that when the children are in front of you.
Right. Times they have changed, Maeve.
Also, I mean, the temptation to have a couple drinks while you're teaching from home has got to be pretty irresistible, right? Because this, I mean, like at a certain age, a kid's not going to know you're drunk. Like kindergarten, you can teach blocks.
I had a ninth grade English teacher who always, I think she had a flask, because when you go to ask her questions, and she was from the South, and she said, "Darling, let me tell you," and you could smell, you could smell the booze coming off. I was like, "Is Miss V drinking some whiskey
at old fashioned
at recess?" Yeah.
There's a certain class. I mean, if your teacher is julep drunk, I feel like that's not as bad. Especially if she's teaching you like Tennessee Williams or something.
It really was. That it was that teacher, you know? I have always depended on the kindness of strangers. Mrs. V.
We're in geography.
What are you...
That does it for this week's Letter from the Editors, and really this whole series of Letter from the Editors podcasts.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. As one last little gift, we have a rare peek behind the curtain of our Zoom virtual green room. Here's a little chat between our panel.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a hope and play.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. Doesn't anyone know the verse? We're not just going to do the chorus.
No, I know dashing through the snow.
The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune was his lot. He got into a... and then he got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jing jangle. 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 Jing jangle. Jing jangle. It's the Streisand version. All the way on a one horse open sleigh.
Mo, I think you should do like one of those old Christmas time specials. You know what I mean? Where like the old Bill Cosby thing. Where, not Bill Cosby, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, yes.
Do not drink the eggnog in that first one.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Babe. Happy holidays. Bye.
I'll pick you up in Dublin, Maeve.
Thanks, Bill.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Intuit QuickBooks. Small business masterminds have one thing in common, making their money work harder with a business bank account from QuickBooks Money that now earns 5% annual percentage yield, making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.